Why are you wearing black shoes? Omalu, he answered, I'm having Avelis Ayushalayim. I'm being Oisik on Avelis Ayushalayim. Omru Lei. So the Beresh Gelusa said to him, At Chashivis, you are an Odom Choshev Lisabula Ayushalayim. You are an Odom Choshev to make Avelis Ayushalayim. Sovru, they thought Yurahava, it was a Geus, it was a minig of Geus to go and be Noyig Avelis Ayushalayim. Gemara said they put him into Tvisa, and he said he's a governor rabba, and they want to ask him a faher how he knows he's a governor rabba. The Gemara, the Chasam Sofer and Droshes, asks a simple question on the Gemara. What is the reason that the Gemara says that to be able to be Mesabal in Shalayim, you have to be Chashivus? What reason is there to have Chashivus Daika to be Mesabal in Shalayim? The truth of the matter is, there's a second side of the question. We know that we are in the middle of the 9 days, there's halachas. Of the 9 days, there's halachas of Shavuot Shechalvei, there's halachas of the day of Tisha B'Av, all hilchos aveilus. Halachas to be noyig aveilus. And if there's halachas to be noyig aveilus, why don't we ask on us the question, at chashivu l'sabule ha'ishalayim? Are we choshev that we can be misabule ha'ishalayim? What is the difference in Allah that the era there was a taina, a tviya, that he shouldn't be able to be misabule ha'ishalayim? And here we're talking about whole all of Klal Yisrael, every yochid of Klal Yisrael, kikotn kagodol is mechuyev to be misabel in Yishalayim. What is the reason? Chasam Sofer says many explanations in this Gemara. One explanation that Chasam Sofer says that there's a difference between a tzibur and a yochid. That means to say, Chasam Sofer explains that truthfully a yochid cannot build Yishalayim. A yochid, there is no tviya on a yochid. Why didn't you build up Yerushalayim? Because a yochid cannot do such maisim that should be so choshev by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that his maisim should be able to build up Yerushalayim and bring back the Beit HaMikdash. But yichidei ador, their maisim are such big maisim that they themselves have a yecheles to be able to build up Yerushalayim. Some say it says there's a difference between a tzibur and a yochid. A yochid that is misabel on Yerushalayim, there's a question, at chshivis le'sabule Yishalayim. You are the geirim of churm Yishalayim, because you're Adam choshev and you're maisim and egeya to build Yishalayim, then you could be misabal in Yishalayim. A tzibur, they could bring Mashiach. A tzibur has the koyach to bring Mashiach. A tzibur has the koyach with their maisim to do such good maisim, koyach at tzibur, the ya'achdus of a tzibur, that they're able to bring Mashiach. So truthfully, on a tzibur, there is a tviya that they should be misabal in Yishalayim. But Chazal knew that we can't be matriach hatzibur more than the few days. Therefore, they were only matriach hatzibur on Tisha B'Av. That's the Chasam Sofer's explanation in the Gemara. I think maybe there's a different way to understand the Gemara, and it'll give us a different look at how we have to look at Tisha B'Av. What is Tisha B'Av? What is the day of Tisha B'Av? We know, every one of us know, that by a Yom Tif, by a Yom Tif, by a day that we celebrate as a good day, a day we celebrate as a Yom Tif, at the Rai Tzedek Yom Tif, a Yiddish Yom Tif is not a commemoration of something of the past. It is something that we know from Svarim HaKadoshim, that when it comes the Yom Tif of Pesach, the Eiris of Pesach come back. All the Eiris that there were B'Shas Yitzis Mitzrayim of Cherus, all the Eiris that the Rebbeinu Shalom brought down B'Shas when Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, repeat itself the first day of Mitzrayim. All the Eiris of Kiryas Yamtsev come back on Shvi'is of Pesach. Shvu'is, person can be zeicher to Matan Teire, because it's not only a commemoration of what happened in the year 2448, it is something that is happening in the year Tavshin Samach Dalet. In Hei Alavshin Tavshin Samach Dalet on Shvu'is, they chatted over, the complete Eiris of Matan Teire came back. And so too every Yamtsev. The truth is that Tisha B'Av is also the same way. Tisha B'Av is a day that in history repeated itself. In history, Tisha B'Av is a day that was a day Yom Miyuchad Liperonius. In Zohar HaKadosh, it tells us that Kol Ha'Oichel B'Tisha B'Av Ki La'Oichel Gidan Osha. And Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that the explanation in this Zohar HaKadosh, that the Zohar HaKadosh tells us in Parashat Vayishlach, that eating on Tisha B'Av is doimed to be eating on the Gidan Osha, that in the day, in the year, there are 365 days. There are 365 lav in the Torah. Each day is keneged a lav. the day of Tisha B'Av is connected to the love of Al-Kain le-Yoichlu b'nei Yisrael as Gid Anoshe. More than that, Svarim Akhdoishim tell us that the night that Yaakov Avinu went back Mave Yabik to take the Pachim Kitanim, and that night Yaakov Avinu met Tzorei Shel Esav, the Samach Mem, and he had a Molchoma with Tzorei Shel Esav. That night, that Molchoma with Tzorei Shel Esav was the night of Tisha B'Av. The night of Tisha B'Av, he had a Molchoma with Tzorei Shel Esav. And on that night of Tisha B'Av, it says in the Torah that Tzorei Shel Esav, the Samach Mem, the Koich Hara, the Elam, had some sort of Negiya in Yaakov Avinu. Vayiga b'kaf yerech Yaakov, vateika kaf yerech Yaakov v'yofke yimei. There was a touch in the kaf of the yerech of Yaakov, and therefore the Torah tells us, Alkein le'yoichlu b'nei Yisrael es Gid Anoshe. Meaning that the Torah tells us that on the night of Tisha B'Av there was something happened that the Ra was shoylet in Yaakov Avinu, the Ra of Samach Mem, the Ra of Tzorei Shel Esav, touched Yaakov Avinu. When, in what day? In a day that was miyuchid from then on, a day of shlita of the Samach Mem, shlita of the Ra, a day that belongs to Esav HaRasha, a day that belongs to the Keiches of Esav HaRasha, and a day which in that day we were told that we can't eat the Gid Anoshe. That's why Tisha B'Av is connected to the love of Gid Anoshe. More than that, the Chasam Sofer in Derashas, in Adrasha for the first day of Sukkot, the Chasam Sofer tells us that over Nifle, Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov, the Chasam Sofer says that in this pasuk is merumiz that on this day there will be Churban Beis Hamikdash. On the day, the night that when Yaakov Avinu had a Melchama with Tzorei Shel Esav, and Tzorei Shel Esav was able to have a negiah, the Torah is meramizos that he had a negiah in the Beit HaMikdash. Yerech, the Chasam Sofer says, is a Rosh Tevis. A Rosh Tevis of Yam Rakia Kisei. Chazal tell us, Tcheles Deimele Yam, Yam Deimele Rakia, Rakia Deimele Kisei HaKovit. That means there are three dargis of Kedusha. The Chasam Sofer explains what Yam means, what Rakia means, and what Kisei HaKovit means. And he says that Kisei HaKovit means the Beit HaMikdash. Like the Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Hei, Beit HaMikdash Nikre Rishain. The Gemara says, Gimel Rishain Kineged Gimel Rishain. Beit HaMikdash is called Rishain because it says, Apostle Kisei Kovet Marim Rishain. So you see that Kisei HaKovet has a kesher to Beit HaMikdash. Because Beit HaMikdash means that the Rebbeinu Shalom found a Mekovah L'Shchina B'Tachtainim. It was the Kisei HaKovet for the Rebbeinu Shalom in this world. The Beit HaMikdash was the place when the Shchina came down in this world. And the Beit HaMikdash was the place where the Shechina had a kisei for the Shechina on this world. And says the Chasam Sofer, Vateika Kaf Yerech, the Pasuk is Meramez that Yerech has three words in it, Yam Rakia Kisei, the Chof of Yerech, Kaf Yerech, the Chof of the word Yerech moved from its place. Here was the Geirim of Churban Beit HaMikdash, because Vateika Kaf Yerech Yaakov. Meaning that in history, this day already had it in a koich ha-ra'ah, a koich ha-shlit of Esav on the Beis HaMikdash. How? Because he was negeya b'kaf yerech Yaakov. He touched the yerech of Yaakov Avinu, and that will cause in the later years, on that day, in Churban Bayit Rishon, in Churban Bayit Sheni, it will cause a Churban. So that means that when it comes to Tisha B'Av is not a day of a commemoration, of a reminder of a Churban that happened over close to 2,000 years ago, more than 2,000 years ago, Churban Bayit Rishon. It is not a remembrance of a Churban. It is a day when the whole inyonim of Churban chazer itself over. It is a day which is miyuchid leperonius. It is a day which has in it the koich of peronius le'aleinu ve'le'aleichem. It is a day that belongs chas v'shalom to Esav HaRasha, where Esav HaRasha has a shlita on Klal Yisrael, v'ateika kaf yerech Yaakov, he had a negiyah in the Gid Anoshe, Alkein le'yoichlu b'nei Yisrael, Es Gid Anoshe, in Svarim HaGedoshim, it says, Es is Rosh Tevis Tisha Av, it's Meramez Tisha Av, and it's Meramez all the other days of Tainus of the year. Gimel is Gimel Tishrei, that's the day that we fast at Sem Gedalia, which has to do with the Churban. Yud is Asareh B'Tevis, Gimel Yud Dalit is B'Gematria Yud Zayin, which is Meramez on Shivasa B'Tamas. So all the Taneisim Amarum is here, all the four Taneisim Amarum is here in this Pasuk that have to do with the Churban, because all happened on this day and all happened on this night. The Chasam Sofer in that Agodas HaShas takes this a little bit further. Chassam Sofer says a chidush nifle. He makes a cheshbin that if the ma'isa of the Akiv Avinu with Tzarei Shalaitzav happened Leil Tisha B'Av, then let us go track back. Where was Yaakov Avinu on Zayanov? We'll go in the Torah and we'll look where Yaakov Avinu was on Zayanov. Chassam Sofer says he was with Lavan Arosha, and Lavan Arosha ran after him, and Lavan Arosha came to him and found him, and Lavan Arosha had a taina to him, Abonim Bonai, Vabonis Benoisai. Lavan Arosha had a taina to him that everything belongs to him. Everything that you see is all mine. And then Yaakov Avinu took Avonim, and he built a galet, and Yaakov Avinu called it galet, and it says in the Torah, Lavan Karla Yigar Sadusa. Lavan called this place Yigar Sadusa. Some Sofer says a Dover Nifla Admiyei. Zion of Yaakov Avinu met Lavan. Lavan met Yaakov Avinu. And on that day, Zion of, two words in the Torah were written, not in Lashon Kodesh, were written in Aramis. Aramis is not Lashon Kodesh. Aramis is not the Kedusha of Lashon Kodesh. Aramis is the Koyach of Targum. Targum is already something with Shoilet, a Koyach Hara. It says in Sifrei Kodesh, it says in the Torah by Yapel, when Adam Rishon was going to go into a matzav of Tardema, the Torah says, Rebbein Shon threw on him my Tardema. Tardema, it says in Sifrei Kodesh, is the Gematria Targum. Targum is already not the awareness of Lashon Kodesh. It's already a Tardema. It's already a mix of Teva and Ra. And all Yaakov Avinu with Lavan brought into the Torah two words with this Vigisha of Lavan of Aramis. What happened on Zion of the Heilig Chassam Sofer? Zion of the Goyim went into the Heichol. Zion of, they went into the Heichol. How were they able to be paid to the Heichol? Because on Zion of, the Heichol HaKedusha of Torah was Nifrat with two words of Aramis. Everything in history is not something that happens by Mikra. Everything in history is because the day has in it a Koyach Hara, and the day has in it a Koyach HaShlita of Ra, from the times of the Ovetz HaGedoshim, from Koyches and the Etzem Briyeh, and that is Zion of, and that is Tisha B'Av. Meaning that when a person comes to Tisha B'Av, a person has to be Margish Tisha B'Av, then I'm not crying on a Churban that happened whenever it happened. I'm crying on a Churban that's Mesei Mutal Lefonov. A person has to be Margish Tisha B'Av, that Tisha B'Av is Mesei Mutal Lefonov. The Beis HaMikdash is burning in front of his eyes. The Rebbeinu Shiloilam gave Beis HaMikdash, the day of Churban Beis HaMikdash, a nitzchis dikikayach. It is not something that happened, it's something that is happening. When we sit down on Tisha B'Av, and we sit down and we have Meir Avelis, we sit down to say Eicha, we sit down to say Kinnos, we are Margish Churban HaMikdash as if it's happening now. A person starts off Eicha and he says, Eicha Yoshva Bodot. What do these words mean? What do the words mean when a person cries out, Eicha Yoshva Bodot? The Sasema says, there's a beautiful explanation in these words, such a simple explanation, but we have to feel this explanation. We have to feel that that's what we're really saying and that's what we really feel. Eicha, how is it possible? How do I exist? How can I exist in this world when I sit alone? I am missing something. When I had a Beis HaMikdash, Samachti ba'imri mili, I had a meyredik simcha ba'imri mili, Beis Hashem Neilech. Why did I have a simcha when I said Beis Hashem Neilech? Because I went up, I'm the Zohir Agaleinu Yishalayim, ki ir shechubra layachtov. The Pasuk says, ki ir shechubra layachtov. The Yishalmi Masech Tzchagiga says, what does it mean? Ir shechubra layachtov. That Beis HaMikdash shal mato is mechubin kenege Beis HaMikdash shal ma'ilo. Beis Shalaim Shal Mato is Mechoyim Kenegi Beis Shalaim Shal Mailo. Ki Ir Shechubra Lo Yachtov. There is a chibur of Mailo and Mato. There's a chibur of this world and the world above in the Beis HaMikdash and Yishalayim. When a person came to Yishalayim, he wasn't a plag gufa. He wasn't a half a person. He was Mechubra to his Sheirish. He was Mechubra to Yishalayim Shal Mailo. He was Mechubra to Beis HaMikdash Shal Mailo. In the Beis HaMikdash Shal Mato, he felt a connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He walked into the Beis HaMikdash, he walked into Yishalayim. He felt connected to Yishalayim Shal Mailo. He felt connected to the Beis HaMikdash Shal Mailo. He wasn't ripped off, he wasn't alone. But when it came to Churban Eicha, it says in Medrash, the Golu Yisrael, Yidin didn't go into Golus, Acha Avru Lamed Vav Krisis Kiminyan Eicha. The Gematria, the Medrash says of the word Eicha 36, because Yidin didn't go into Golus until they were Oivet Lamed Vav Krisis. So the Sasemis, that means to tell us, Krisus, what is Krisus Le'aleinu? Person is connected with a string to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, a chibur to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. And when a person is over a laugh, she has Bekaris, there comes a cut in that string. That string suddenly becomes weaker. And when a person is over Chasr Shalom Lamed Vav Krisis, he's Nichras Legamri. He cuts off himself completely from his connection to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Klal Yisrael, Kozman, they were connected. There was a Beis HaMikdash that connected them above. But when Klal Yisrael as Klal were over Lamed Vav Krisus, whatever that means in Klal to be over Lamed Vav Krisus, that means that they were Nichras from Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila, and they became apart, they became disconnected from the Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila. They became disconnected from the Beis HaMikdash, they became disconnected from the Yishalayim. Oy Bazei, Eicha, how is it possible, Yashua, that I sit now bothered alone? I am alone, I'm here for goof, just like a Isha and a Isha. After one of them passed away from the world, Le'aleinu, the person feels bothered, the person feels, I lost half of myself, I lost half of my goof. So too, Klal Yisrael is margish, Eicha, how is it possible? Yashua, I sit bothered alone without a Beis HaMikdash. It's impossible for me to exist such a way. Of course, time is shaylit. Years go by and a person isn't margish, Eicha, Yashua, bothered. Of course, only Anoshim Chshuvim could be marriage day in and day out. The Bedidus of Churb Mamigdosh. But when comes the days of Av, when it comes Tisha B'Av, it's Meisai Mutal Lefanov. The Rebbeinu Shleil's Mashpia Yid, that the Yid should be marriage and should be able to see from in front of his eyes. The Churb Mamigdosh, he should be able to marriage that the Churb is existing now. Now it is burning. Now it is Churb Mamigdosh. When a person is margish now Churb HaMikdash, then a person cries out, Eicha, how is it possible, Yashua Bada, that I sit alone, that I sit without a Beis HaMikdash? It's impossible for me to exist without a Beis HaMikdash, because I need the Beis HaMikdash, because without a Beis HaMikdash, I have no connection to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Klal Yisrael, says in Zeh HaKadosh, in Parshas Shmos, says in Zeh HaKadosh, Parshas Shmos, that when Klal Yisrael went in Golus, Beis HaMikdash Rishon, Klal Yisrael left the Beis HaMikdash and walked into Golus, and they were in shackles. And they came to the Naris Bavel, and they sat there and they cried. Like the Novi says, Al Naris Bavel, Shom Yoshavnu Gam Bechinu. Why is Bechinu? What was their Bechia? Says in Zeh HaKadosh, in the first daf in Sefer Shmos, that the Bechia was that they felt that they are disconnected from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam left us. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam deserted us. That's what they felt when they went into Golus. Kolzman, they were in the Beis HaMikdash. They knew that they have a connection to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And suddenly, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam sent them in Golus. They're disconnected from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That is the meaning. Eich, that's the meaning. Shom Yoshavnu Gam Bachinu. What is the Gam? This Gam is Ibrik. It should say in the Pasuk, Shom Yoshavnu Bachinu Ubachinu. What is Gam? The Heilige Yitzchak Moshe writes in Tehillim, Gam Bechinu, Bishas de Brias Eilam, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam made a Yerukia, and the Rebbeinu was Mavdul, by Mayim Atachtainim, and the Mayim Elyainim. The Chazal tell us in Zera Kaddish, the Mayim Atachtainim came to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and said, we started to cry, Anan be'inon lemeve kreve malka. We also want to be in front of the Melech. Why are we different than the Mayim Elyonim? Why are the Mayim Elyonim above the Rikia? Why are we under the Rikia? Why are we separated from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam said, you know, you're not separated. You Mayim Tachtonim are going to give me Mayim that I'm going to make from them Nisach HaMayim, and that Nisach HaMayim will go up to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. You Mayim comes from you. When you take out from you, we'll take out from you the Melech, we'll take out from you the salt, and we'll make the mitzvah of Al-Kol Kabon Chatakir of Melech. So you will be connected to Rebbeinu Shel Olam. You're not becoming Nisrachik to Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Dr. Heilige Yismich Meshe, when it came Churb Mamigdash, the Naharais, the Mayim, started to cry again. Where is our Avtocha? Where is our Avtocha of Anam Be'in and Lemevi Kreve Malka? You promised us that we'll be able to be close to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And now this Churb Mamigdash, no more Nisrach HaMayim, no more Melech, I have no more connection. And Klal Yisro felt the same. Al Naras Babel Shom Yashavnu Gam Bachinu. We cried with the waters. The waters were crying. And Al Beinu Lemev Kneva Malka. The waters were crying. They want to be close to Rebbe Yishleilam. And Klal Yisro cried with the waters. They want a connection to Rebbe Yishleilam. Because when it came Churban HaMikdash, they felt that the connection to Rebbe Yishleilam isn't there anymore. We are not connected anymore to Rebbe Yishleilam. Gid Al Moshe says in Zohar Kodesh, the Chaim brings it, that what is the word Gid Hanosha? Why is it called Hanosha? The Menashe Lebnei Hanosha. It makes people forget Pulchayin, their work, their Aveda Kamemora, the Aveda they have to do in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Gid Hanosha is the Koyach of Shikche. The Koyach of Shikche. We are in Golus. And in Golus we forget that we want to be close to Rebbeinu Shalom. In Golus we forget that we have to be connected to Rebbeinu Shalom. In Golus we have so many nisyanis, so many things that disconnect us from our connection, so many things that distract us from our connection. True, in the deepness of our heart, every Yid is connected to Rebbeinu Shalom. But on the surface, and sometimes more than the surface, we feel disconnected. We feel that there are so many things that distract us from the Rebbeinu Shalom. The nisyanis of our derbe frat are so big, are so great. In the Yoni Kedusha Befrat, and in the Yoni Kedusha, the Torah says, Amor Edikizach, the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, by the first Knesia Gedela, with the Chayin HaGodel Me'echof, by the first Knesia Gedela, there were balconies over balconies, and on the highest balcony in the big room, in the big ulam that there was there, in the Knesia Gedela, on the highest balconies were the women, and there was a Vukuach, if they need a Mechitza, they don't need a Mechitza. And they went to ask the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. And the Heilige Chofetz Chaim answered, what does it say in the Torah? It says in the Torah, Le'yiro b'choyer v'zdova v'shov ma'acherecha. The worst kalala the Chofetz Chaim said that there is in the Torah. The worst kalala there is in the Torah. There is no greater kalala than v'shov ma'acherecha. The Rebbeinu Shem leaves us. What is Goyim the Rebbeinu Shem leaves us? Le'yiro b'choyer v'zdova. So the Heilige Chofetz Chaim said, wenn man spielt sich mit dieser Klolle, spielt man sich nicht herum und man macht eine Mechitze. If the erste Klolle ist, Mishav Machrecha, in our day, with there's so much pretzis, where the streets are so immoral, how much do we feel the Mishav Machrecha? How much do we feel that the Rebbeinu Shalom Kaviyachol leaves us and we feel disconnected from the Rebbeinu Shalom? And a whole year we can't cry. A whole year we are not choshev enough to be able to feel the disconnection from the Rebbeinu Shalom. A whole year we don't have the Gam Bachinu. When it comes Tisha B'Av we come this Eirer, the Eicha Yashva Badat. We come this Eirer that we are Badat, that there is a Gid Hanashe all year that makes us forget the Rebbeinu Shalom, that makes us forget our connection for the Rebbeinu Shalom. And we scream out when it comes Tisha B'Av Banach, Eicha, how is it possible a whole year I sit alone and I don't even realize that I'm sitting alone? I don't even realize that I'm disconnected. And suddenly I come and I come fisher by night and I see Churban HaMikdash in front of my eyes. I see Churban HaMikdash, I see what the Bishop English was. I have a feeling for the connection and suddenly I have a disconnection. But it's not a disconnection. Tisha B'Av is a connection. Tisha B'Av is the connection of a Yid to Rebbeinu Shalom and Golus. There's a connection from Simcha, there's a connection from Pchia. There's a connection that the Rebbeinu Shalom has, a Megillah of Shir Hashirim, the Sasema says, and there's a Megillah Eicha. There's a Megillah Shir Hashirim from the Hava, the Dveikis of Klal Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shalom. The same Megillah as Megillah Eicha. The same Megillah as Megillah Eicha, the Megillah of feeling a Rechuk of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Why do I feel a Rechuk? Why do I cry when it comes to Tisha B'Av? Because I feel bothered. I know I have to be connected. I know I belong to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So the same Eidus, the Sasema says, that comes out of Shir Hashirim, the same Eidus that comes out of Shir Hashirim, Achoisi, Rayosi, Einosi, Tamosi, the same Eidus that comes out that we are Mechubet to the Rebbeinu Shalom, that we become Tamosi, we become one with the Rebbeinu Shalom, the same Eidus comes out from the screaming of Eicha Yoshua Bodad. Because if I feel bothered, I feel I am alone, that means I know that I belong to Rebbeinu Shalom. That means I know that I have to be connected. So that is the biggest edus of the connection of a Yid to Rebbeinu Shalom. Because that is the mila that a Yid gets on Tisha B'Av. That is the hergish that a Yid gets on Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av, a Yid gets the hergish of connection. And when it comes the hergish of connection, Tisha B'Av, when it comes the days of the 9 days, when slowly but surely we start feeling the Avelus, slowly but surely we start feeling the Emes de Avelus. Truthfully, in today's day and age, we know that all of us come to Rabbonim and ask for Shailas of Eterim, that we are Istanis. We are Istanis, we can't take the heat. We can't take the heat, we're allowed to take a shower, we're allowed to do other things that were necessary in the 9 days. It might be true, but I want everyone to think by himself. When lo aleinu, a person loses a close one, when someone gets lo aleinu, lost a father or a mother, loses a child, eibish to the shema matzul zayin, and he feels the avelus, and he feels the tekif avelus. Does anybody ask a Rav a Shaila that I want to take a shower? Does anybody ask a Rav a Shaila that it's very hot and I can't be soiled the heat and I want to change my clothes? No, because the Avelus is so big. Truthfully, the reason that we do it is because we don't feel the Avelus. We are not margish the Avelus. But at least when it comes to Tisha B'Av B'Night, when it comes the time of Eicho, when it comes the time that it's Meisei Mutal Lefonov, it comes the time of Churban HaMikdash B'Poyel, then we have to feel it. Then we have to feel the Bedidus. Then we have to feel that we are alone. Then we have to feel that we have to scream to the Rebbe Shloim, I can't take being alone anymore. That is the emissary, Pesach for Geula. M'koim cha malcheinu sefiya, v'simlech aleinu mehera. Why do we tell the Rebbe Shloim, m'koim cha, we ask the Rebbe Shloim, m'koim cha from your place, malcheinu sefiya, come to us suddenly. Why? Because ki, there's a reason why we deserve it. Ki, why mechakem anachnu lach? Because we really want from you. We're really waiting for you. Chavetz Chaim once met the Imre Emes on a train, and he asked the Imre Emes, ki mechakem anachnu lach? Are we really waiting? Are we really waiting? Because if we really be waiting, then it would be already mechakem cha malkeinu sefiya. It's an equation. Mechakem cha malkeinu sefiya when it comes to ki mechakem anachnu lach. In that day of Tisha B'Av, on the day of Tisha B'Av when we feel the bedidus, when we feel that we are alone, then we have to really be mechaka for the gula. We really have to bring out the chikui for the gula, the emeset tzipi for the gula, the emeset tzipi for the Yeshua. And if we'll be the mechaka manachnu loch, then the Rebbeinu Shlomo will be mekayim, mimkoim cho malkeinu seifiyah, v'simlech aleinu b'mehera, because on this Tisha B'Av, every Yid will be margish, and every Yid will be emes be margish, his bedidus. He'll be margish that is lost from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. He'll be margish that the gidanosha that makes him forget. And I want to remember. He'll scream to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, "Schir Hashem me'oyelanu." Maybe I don't remember what the Beit HaMikdash was, but you, Rebbeinu Shlomo, "Schir Hashem, Rebbeinu Shlomo, you remember me'oyelanu." But Rebbeinu Shlomo, there's no shikcha lefnei kisik v'derecha. You remember how big the Beit HaMikdash was. You remember how much we were close to you. I don't remember, but "Schir Hashem, Rebbeinu Shlomo, remember me'oyelanu." Rebbeinu Shlomo, remember our connection, and I want that connection back. And if we'll be be'emes being mitzafet to Yeshua, we'll be zeicha be'meheret and m'koim chomakeinu sefiyah, v'simlech aleinu.